So look, if you want to grow your wealth, your income, and increase the amount of time off, then these are the shortcuts that can help. Welcome to the Wealth Creation Podcast.
Welcome, if you are watching us live. Thank you so much for joining us today. And if you're listening to the podcast as well, awesome, please give us a five-star review. If you like what we're saying, if you like what we're doing, let us know. If you don't like what we're doing, let us know as well. We don't mind a little bit of negative feedback. That's all right. Feedback being the breakfast of champions. Oh, yes. So we just got back from the basketball court about an hour ago. We finished out there about an hour ago. And it was very funny because we're outside playing basketball. We're in Spain. It's a nice sunny day. And we got Christmas songs playing off the old, we've got a Bluetooth speaker and off my mobile phone, and we put on some Christmas songs. It's the 29th of November today. We're almost in December, and it's almost legal to play Christmas songs, but oh no, we like to break the law a little bit, and we played Christmas songs on the basketball court while playing basketball in the sun. I do like living in Spain, I've got to tell you. If you've ever thought about doing it, or if you've got questions about how to do it and why you should do it and what's the best bit and all that kind of thing, I'm more than happy to answer that. But in this specific episode of the Mindset and Hustle Show, I want to talk to you about planning and the correlation that that has with wealth. So welcome, first of all. Thank you for watching. Always appreciate people coming to watch. If you are watching, then please say hello so we know who you are. If you've got a question, put it in the box down below. That's always useful. If you want to come and join these live, then come and join the Mastermind group where we go live Monday, Wednesday, Friday. We talk about business on Mondays, property on Wednesdays, and Friday we talk about mindset. Mindset's it. You know what I mean? It's like mindset is the number one thing. If you said, you know, should I learn about property, should I learn about business, or should I learn about mindset, I would forget about the other two. I'll just do mindset first. You get your mindset up and running, it doesn't matter what you do in property, you will be successful. If your mindset is a mess, you might have all of the information you need, but you can't implement it because your mindset is a mess. And so one of the, you know, there are some absolute 100% things that if you do not have, you will fail, okay? And I know that's a big, big claim, but it's absolutely true and I stand by it. So one of them, for example, is having a cash flow spreadsheet. If you've not got a cash flow spreadsheet, how do you know what day it is? How do you know how much money you've got? How do you know how much money you're going to save, how much money you can put into assets? And so the analogy I used with Richard today on the basketball court was, it's like playing basketball and not knowing what the score is. Well, how do you know if you have to put in some extra effort if your spreadsheet's not telling you what the score is? You could look at your bank account, but that's a snapshot. Let's say you've got £38,000 in your bank account. Someone takes a snapshot of that and goes, well, blimey, you're doing all right. But you've got a bill to pay that says £58,000. The context of this is really, really important. This is a bit that people get wrong. They take a snapshot and we go, well, look, I use an app on my phone. I don't need spreadsheets. No, no, no. I'm a millennial. I do everything on my phone. So that's crazy. Does does Richard Branson run Virgin off his mobile phone? I highly doubt it. Does Warren Buffett go through everything and go, well, my app's telling me to buy 58% of Heinz? No, of course not. He's got spreadsheet after spreadsheet after spreadsheet. Having a spreadsheet is one of the defining factors of whether you're going to be successful or not. Can you get successful without a spreadsheet? Of course you can. Some people have got it. But as I always say, life is about probabilities. If I eat pizza every night, do you think I'm going to lose weight? The probability is greatly increased that the answer is going to be no. It could be that I'm working out 3,000 calories every day, in which case I need the pizza to feed the workouts. But that's context, and most people take things out of context. And so they might take a snapshot of where they are today, and they go, well, look, but you say all that, Dan, but look, I've looked at my bank account, and I'm 38 grand up. It's irrelevant. It's not in context. You could be the richest person in your niche, which is amazing. But what if your niche was in, I'm trying to think of something useless. You know the keys that you have on the rings? What if you, an industry leader on those key rings? Who gives a shit? No one cares. Yeah, but I'm an industry leader. Nobody cares. The context is irrelevant. You might be the industry leader of you might be the best one at basketball, but the people you're playing basketball with aren't very good. We just told them to piss off on Wednesday, the basketball team, because they're just having a go at me. It's like, dude, you're shit in the first place. We haven't got me for. But being the best in your local thing is not good enough anymore. You know, people play sport in school, the best in school, and then they go to university and they're not so good. And then they go professional, the bottom of the pile. They really struggle with that. So number one is you've got to have your spreadsheet. But number two is you've got to start planning ahead. And that actually forms part of your spreadsheet. And that's what we're going to talk about today. And one of the reasons why we're going to talk about that today is that I was looking at my spreadsheet yesterday and I was going through some forecasting of what's going to happen in 2020. And not only in 2020, because we've got some stuff happening. We're starting to buy properties again. We've been off that for a little bit, but we're going to start buying. We've got some other things I want to get done first. So we've got our first two properties next year that we're going to purchase. That's all lined up. And then in 2021, I mean, honestly, these numbers get ridiculous, but in 2021, we're looking at four more properties. 2022 is five more properties. 2023 is six more properties. By 2030, we're looking at buying 24 properties in that year. Now, is this all make-believe? Of course it's all make-believe. It's called forecasting. Nobody knows. But this is about planning, and this is about wealth. But if you don't know how much money you need to buy that many properties, and you don't know how much the value of the properties are, and what the deposit's going to be, and what the stamp duty is going to be, and where they're going to be, and how you're going to buy them, how you're going to source them, you ain't ever buying that number of properties. This might not work. That's the beauty of planning, is it might all go completely wrong. And then you just replan, you just rejig the numbers. And if it's not 24 properties in 10 years' time, then it's only 12. Well, so what? We're still buying 12 properties a year, which is bloody amazing. I don't care who you are, it's still bloody amazing. And so we formulated the plan. This plan goes up to the year 2040. I'm 47 right now. That will make me 67. And I ain't even going to go into how many properties it is. It's in the three figures. It is a ridiculous amount. But that takes us over, well, it's some milestone, shall we say, on the number of properties. So this is planning right here. The key to understand is that planning doesn't always work out the way you think it's going to. In fact, I can pretty much guarantee this is not going to work out the way I think it's going to work out. You know, in 5 years, which is 2025, we're up to nine properties, and we're using the cash flow from all the extra properties to come in and help buy some of the other properties. And we've not even taken into account rent increases, refinancing properties, which actually we don't want to do. But if we did do that, we can accelerate that result even faster. But the point here is the planning. This is what I need you to understand. We're not planning for the next 12 months or the next 3 months, although there are plans in there on the cash flow forecast. And I've got the next 12 months, in fact, up to September, which is not quite 12 months, that's 10 months, isn't it? But actually, I just need to extend that, and that's probably what we're going to do once we hit December. So we're going to extend that. But we've got 12 months of planning ahead, and then we want to plan what's happening in 2021, what's happening in 2022, 2028, what's happening there? And interestingly, as well as doing that, I went into all of the properties I've bought for the last 20 years. And I went through, and I'm not going to share this data, it is on here somewhere, but I'm not going to share this data because it's personal to me. But when I look at this, from the very first one I bought in 1999, Space, 1999, Dan buys his first house, and we've still got the house, by the way. And when I look at how many we've got, so we've got four, we've got three, we've got two, what's going on there, then we're up to seven, then we're down to three, then we're up to five. So these are some of the properties that we've bought. And now 20 years on, I look at this and I'm like, dude, what the hell were you doing? What do you mean zero? What the hell were you doing? I mean, it took me 6 years to get the first one. And so I got the first one, and then it took until 2002. And I went and got four properties at that point, four more properties. And then we were off, you know. And I'm like, dude, what the hell were you doing in that time period? And we were buying and we were selling, by the way. So I do know some of the stuff that we were doing, but we weren't buying and holding. And that is a massive, massive mistake. And all I can do is share the benefit of my experience and some of the mistakes that I made when I look back 20, 15, 10 years ago to what the hell were you doing? Why don't you buy more and more and more? And bear in mind, of course, 2007, 2008, you know, the housing market crumbled. And so you have to take that into account as well. But now, and we've had as well, by the way, the lost decade. So trust me on this. If you're going through a separation, you're fighting solicitors and QCs and barristers, and you're forking out for your own lawyers and family court 36 times in family court over an 8-year period is going to affect the number of properties that you're going to buy. So don't get me wrong, all my excuses are perfectly valid and all lined up. In another 10 years, I'll look back and go, that was a bullshit excuse. But at the time, it was valid, right? The benefit of hindsight and all that. But now we're on the path to going out and buying an awful lot more. Now, what's your path? Now, looking back at history is important because the history of what you've done will reflect on what you're about to do. With this one caveat, you are not the same person that you were 10 years ago, 15 years ago, or 20 years ago. The amount of knowledge that I've got now at age 47 vastly outweighs the knowledge I had at 27. I mean, it's just ridiculous how much it vastly outweighs it. And the amount of knowledge I'll have at age 57 and age 67 and age 77 vastly will outweigh the amount of knowledge I've got at today's day. And so we stand on the tall shoulders of giants. Was it Newton who said that? We stand on the tall shoulders of giants, and the giant being my own experience. Now we're looking at, okay, having all this and knowing how to do this and managing it from overseas and having all these people in place ready for our growth, now we can go on. Where's the money coming from to buy the properties in the first place? Okay, it's coming from here, it's coming from there. And then what about that cash flow? What can we do with this and how can we use this? All of that should come into your planning. If you've got any questions, by the way, please let me know. But it all comes into your planning, and most people do not plan. Let me grab a sheet of paper. Oh, I've got an already pre-folded one here. And all you need is a sheet of paper, and you need to start planning. I use spreadsheets for mine, and spreadsheets work fine. But you, I don't care how you do it. Heck, you could write it on a grain of rice if that's what works for you. You could write it on a wall behind you. Honestly, I don't care. You could spray paint your dog. Don't spray paint your dog. It's a joke. You could spray paint your dog. I don't care how you do it, but you've got to find a way of getting these goals written down, because for goals, for planning, this is what's going to set you up. Now, when you're writing these goals, it might be that you know, a five-year goal, you've only got half as much. Well, that's fine, because you'd be a lot further on than you were if you hadn't have written down the goals in the first place. So there is a direct correlation between the wealth that you accumulate over a period of time and the goals. And if you haven't got the goals written down, or if you're running a business and the business really doesn't create any passion or doesn't motivate you in any way, then the goals have to be outside of that business. There's no point in running a business that does 10 grand a month and you go, well, the goal is 20 grand a month. If it doesn't float your boat, if it's not getting you excited. Well, instead, what you want is, okay, I want a £300,000 yacht. Okay, so how do I do a £300,000 yacht? Okay, so I had this conversation this morning. £300,000 over 10 months is 30 grand a month. How about this? How about I get to a stage where we're doing £60,000 a month. 30 grand can go into my house and 30 grand a month can go into my yacht. How about that? How excited are you now going to be about the fact that you are now heading towards a yacht? Trust me on this, guys. You're going to be a lot more excited. But if you haven't got that, and maybe that's too big and grandiose, let's say you want a Tesla Cybertruck. Let's go back to the Tesla Cybertruck again. The ugliest thing ever, but it is growing on me, and I might put an order down. $70,000, about £55,000. That's 5.5 grand a month over 10 months. Well, it's not out until 2022, let's say, because it's Elon Musk. So over 20 months, that's what, 2.5 grand a month will pretty much get you 50 grand. You're almost there. So 2.5 grand a month. Maybe that is the thing that's going to float your boat and get you excited about your business. And if it is, awesome, but that's got to get written down. The goal setting can't just be about the business and just about the property. When I look at the cash flow that's generated off these properties, let me just go back to them, it is a ridiculous amount. And buying this many properties is not for the sake of buying this many properties. I mean, we're talking, this is not including, by the way, current portfolio. I'm not going to share these numbers, actually. But in 10 years' time, I'm just going to have a look and you can see the shock on my face. But in 10 years' time, that's the shock. In 10 years' time, we're on yacht buying mode for cash. Okay, so I'd be 57, buy the yacht over a 12-month period for cash, 58, selling around the mate on your own yacht. Do you know what I mean? Like, that is literally where you are. Now, that gets you excited. Let's drop it down even further. away from a Cybertruck. Let's go to an Audi TT for 20 grand. Great. Now you're talking £1,000 a month over 20 months, buy that Audi TT convertible for cash. How does that float your boat? Now that's the thing to get excited about. The mechanism, the vehicle, not the car, but the vehicle that's going to get you there, that might not float your boat. But it's the stuff, the reason why you're doing it, that's the stuff that's going to get you excited and get those results for you. So, look, I hope that's useful for you. If you've not got goals written down, if you've not got milestones along the way written down, if you don't know what any of this stuff is, then you're not going to be as powerful an individual as you could be. You're not going to be as powerful a being as you could be at achieving all that you can do. The mind is much more powerful than you can ever possibly imagine, which is why we actually have its own show about mindset and hustle. Hustle is related to mindset, and it all starts on mindset. But get planning, get stuff written down, and you'll too start to see the correlation between wealth and planning. All right, I hope that's useful for you. Have a great weekend. We'll catch up with you on Monday. We're going to talk about some business. Until then, we'll speak to you in the Facebook group. Come and join us there. Have a good weekend. My name's Dan Latta. Take care.
Hey, it's Dan here. Thank you for listening. Really appreciate each and every one of you. Please click like or subscribe to the entire podcast.